when I went got interviewed up there with a detective, he says, I'll tell you what, Smiley, he said, let me tell you a story, and then you tell me what you think. And he told me what how it all went down, everything that I was doing. Then he asked me, he said, why would such a pretty little blonde tell a story like that if it wasn't true?
There was a double homicide that happened in Dallas in the year 2000. Now, 20 years later, the family still has questions.
Nobody really knows what happened that night except the people there.
The man convicted of the murders has maintained his innocence, but his time is almost up on death row.
But this is like a family affair because it was a family member that was murdered, so it would be both sides of Ivan's family there. One side of the family there to support him, and the other side hoping that this does happen.
Ivan was convicted of killing his cousin and his cousin's fiance, and now he's able to tell his story for the first time.
I've not been able to use the phone for nearly 20 years. The Plotsky unit, they do not provide telephones. This is my first time to use a phone in nearly 20 years.
The state's case against Ivan has problems.
A lot of this evidence found and supposedly, purportedly linking Ivan to the offense, the very real possibility that, you know, there was at least an opportunity for other people to have planted that evidence in an attempt to frame Ivan.
There are other suspects.
Frank told the police that he had been doing his laundry in Sherman. Well, we got a laundromat right across the street. He's got a washer and dryer in the house. Why is he driving to Sherman? And the police bought that?
This case comes down to he said, she said, and Ivan's ex-girlfriend said he did it.
I just remember him waving the gun around and saying, this ain't my first rodeo, and this is your way out.
But some people don't believe Amy's story.
Did Amy at all seem scared of Ivan?
Never. If she was scared of Ivan, she could have just walked right out the door and left.
My name's Matt Duff, and I'm a private investigator. And this case unfolds episode by episode.
So, Noah, what was Ivan's demeanor like after this, after you met him? Calm, cool, or collective? I can't imagine somebody killing somebody and being that calm and cool and be his first time. What does that tell you? I don't think it was his first rodeo.
Did Ivan really kill his cousin and his cousin's fiance? Or will an innocent man be put to death? And if Ivan didn't do it, who did? This is Cousins by Blood.
Seasons 1, 2, and 3 now available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.